Hello, and thank you for joining us for the fourth season of ICMA's official podcast, Local Gov Life. I'm your host, Abbas Sabor. Look, we all know that hindsight is 2020. That's why this season we're going to be covering lessons to your former self. Whether it was a lesson picked up 20 years ago or as short as 20 minutes ago, our members can share valuable insights to plenty of local government leaders that are going through similar things in their own communities. Starting off this season, we're going to be covering a very familiar topic to many of our members, the topic of mentoring. Starting off this season is Danya Amiri, a civil engineer for the city of Fremont, California. In this segment, we're going to be hearing Danya talk about her recent introduction into becoming a mentor and the value that she's gained by supporting the future outcome of women in the profession. As both a local government and science professional, Danya represents a segment where women, and particularly women of color, see little representation. We caught up with her at the ICMA conference in Baltimore, Maryland. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
I've recently been mentored a few months back for the first time where I met my mentor, and it's completely changed my life. It's changed my outlook on career building, knowing yourself, and just having a sounding wall to just bounce ideas off of, or just a check of, am I heading the right path, if this is what I would like to do one day, or I'm considering this position, what do you think? I enjoy mentoring because of my passion for breaking the misconceptions of women in science fields, which luckily have been changing. So some of the younger women that I talk to, they're like, how is it being an engineer? Like, you're on the other side. I'm like, it's amazing.
Danya represents the growing population of professionals who are not only embracing diversity in the workplace, but are taking it to the next level. They're looking for ways to empower the next generation of local government, giving opportunities to those who have been traditionally marginalized in leadership roles.
I mean, local government, where everyone's mostly very supportive of each other and encouraging and excited. But in the classroom, that's not so much the same. During the interview process, that's not necessarily the same. So the girls that I mentor, we do interview practice interviews, or we go through scenarios, or just what's on their mind. But being mentored, it's been very rewarding for me, because now I feel like I have someone on my side cheering me on, or just on the sideline pushing me along, and I've never had that feeling before. It's always like, good luck.
And Donnie's experiences are unfortunately not unique to local government. Not only can women find value through mentoring and coaching, but female mentors that model a greater level of diversity in women's lives are of particular importance.
I wish I knew what I know now about the importance of having a mentor, or just asking. And that's the other part, is that most of us are so shy, the courage to just step up and be like, would you be open to a few minutes to go over something, or then finally ask, would you be willing to be my mentor? And had I not been paired, I don't think I would have ever had the courage to just approach someone. I wouldn't have had it.
Next up, we have Kelly McAdoo, the city manager of Hayward, California. Joining the Hayward team as an assistant CM, Kelly takes a look back at how her mentors have not only helped her shape her career path, but continue to do so in some pretty unexpected ways.
Mentors have been absolutely critical to my career. So my first boss, she continues to be a mentor to me to this day. My first city manager I worked for, and it was great when I got my job. She happened to be working as a consultant, and my city council selected her to do my goal setting and evaluation facilitation with the council when I first became city manager. So just being able to have someone like that in my life who's supported me through my entire career has been outstanding.
If you've ever met anyone who's had their absolute dream job, their story probably sounds similar to Kelly's. Yet another great advantage of having a mentor that has a good grip on what you can offer.
There's been a couple jobs I wouldn't have gotten without mentors and people who have known me throughout my career. Actually, my job in Hayward to get the assistant city manager, I was having coffee with one of my former bosses who we just get together periodically. And she said, hey, there's this job that's opening in Hayward and I think you would be great for it. I said, oh, I hadn't even thought about that. She's like, you should, and you should go apply. She had worked for Hayward as a consultant So she knew the organization, and then she said, I think you'll be perfect there. And it was really just, I wouldn't have thought of the opportunity at that point in my career, but she really pushed me to go do that. And so that ability to bounce ideas off of my mentors, having them push me, challenge me, say, you're ready to go do that. Just take that challenge, take that opportunity. So it's been really, really valuable to me. And now that I'm a little bit more seasoned in the profession, I feel like it's my opportunity to pay it forward.
Like our first guest, Danya Amiri, Kelly understands just how impactful representation is to the future of local government. Utilizing her ICMA membership, she continues to encourage her mentees to be an active part of the profession and take part of some of the incredible things ICMA has to offer.
We've had a number of local government management fellows that have come and worked for our city, and now I take them around the ICMA conference and introduce them to people in the profession, like my mentors did for me 20 years ago when I started. And I just feel like it's so important to pay it forward to the next generation, encourage them to be in the profession, and the importance of networking and the value of ICMA.
In nearby Gaithersburg, Maryland, is Deputy City Manager Dennis Enslinger. Dennis highlights the importance of mentors as an informed audience, someone capable of offering valuable feedback from a perspective that few others can really provide.
To me, it's really important because you need a sounding board, especially in local government. Sometimes you're in a position that you're either the city manager or the deputy, so you don't really have anybody within your organization that you can use as a sounding board for certain things. You know, when you're having discipline issues or you're really kind of grappling with a big issue, you want to go outside and say, hey, can you give me some perspective? So I've always used it in that manner, where I'm having something that I want to grapple with. I may have an idea of how I want to approach it, but I need some feedback for that.
Mentor-mentee relationships can be as unique as they are dynamic. From lifelong advice to something you needed yesterday, a good mentor can be the ideal counsel to keep during times when you feel the most vulnerable.
I'm actually gay, so that's really hard in the city manager, kind of deputy city manager aspect. And I came out really late in life. I've had a partner for a long time, and we decided that we were going to do that. So I got some feedback from some of the other managers about how that might be approached. And so my approach really was, you know, when a council member got elected, I would go to them and say, okay, this is really the only time it's going to come up, but I just need you to know this if you don't already know it, and then we move on. And so they helped me kind of do those aspects. I think also in terms of how you approach budgetary things, sometimes that helps to go and talk to somebody else.
But Dennis's mentoring experience doesn't stop there. Taking his expertise on the go, Dennis finds new and exciting ways to give back and improve the profession. Even participating with our ICMA student chapter program with students from George Washington University, right here in DC.
I've worked with the GWU students. They've actually just started their own ICMA student group, and so I'm their mentor for that. And I really like that. It's a part of my career that I used to do in terms of teaching. So when I was a planner, I taught historic preservation to graduate students for about 12 years as adjunct faculty at the University of Kansas. And so it's kind of getting back into that role again. I'm saying, we need to think about these things, or have you thought about this?
While we're on the topic of continued learning through mentoring, our next guest picks up where Dennis left off, sharing some valuable insights on the importance of inclusion when establishing your mentor relationships.
I would encourage anyone in the profession to seek out some support systems that are of like-minded, but also some that are intentionally a variety and not just like you.
Penny Ferguson is the county manager of Johnston County, Kansas, and a member of the Choctaw Tribe of Oklahoma. In addition to diversifying your mentors, she also suggests looking at some of the resources established to support underrepresented populations in local government.
So when you're picking mentors or folks that you admire and you want to learn from, I would suggest that you have at least one mentor that's kind of a lot like you, so they can share experiences and how they've worked through them. But then also intentionally choose others and get a variety so that you can ask them about their perspective of similar things or just things in general.
If you've been keeping up with ICMA in recent years, you know how important diversity and inclusion is, not only to the organization, but to the future of professional local government management. And we're not the only ones making it a priority. Penny lists some organizations affiliated with ICMA that local government professionals at any level can and should take full advantage of.
When you choose various organizations to be involved with, I encourage a variety. So again, there are groups like National Forum for Black Public Administrators or Local Government Hispanic Network, your state organizations. There's women's organizations, and then with ICMA Conference, there's different tracks that you can do for assistance or women's issues or things like that, that I would encourage you to do a variety. But again, have a support system, even outside of work, that understands you and the challenges you have so that you can go and tackle those.
Next, we're going to hear from Town Manager Aretha Adams over in Sykesville, Maryland. In this clip, she describes how those same support systems we heard about for Penny can remind us that the unique challenges we face every single day in local government aren't always so unique after all. Let's take a listen.
I think it's invaluable, and I really think it connects to your success. I don't think that you can be successful by keeping your own counsel or being an island unto yourself. And especially as a new manager, it's really helped me to lean on those who have done this for years before I have, because I've had a couple of issues where I've not freaked out, but I've been on the cusp, and I'll call them and I'll say, hey, I really need help with this council relation issue. And they're like, calm down, it's not even a big deal. And it's just to hear from someone else who's kind of gone through it and say, we've all been there before, this is totally normal, step back. It's been one of the best transition parts of going into town management.
And just like our other guests, Aretha's story doesn't end there. Let's hear how she's paying it forward with the gift of good mentorship by supporting the careers of professionals who are going to one day take the reins of local government.
Being a mentor, however, is a highlight of my career. I've had the opportunity to mentor three other young Black African American women, and it's been absolutely fantastic just to kind of teach them that while public service is a passion and you love it, you also have to be strategic about your career. And it's okay to make tough decisions and kind of go where you want to go. You don't have to stay in a box that's been created for you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed learning a little more about local gov life and have some useful lessons to take back to your community. Please rate and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to check out our website, icma.org/podcast, to catch up on all of our previous episodes. While you're there, you can also subscribe to our newsletter. Get the latest episode straight to your inbox, in addition to the official ICMA coaching program. Once you check it out, you're going to find tons to help you establish connections, whether you want to find a mentor, you're looking for a mentee, or you're just looking for someone who's gone through the same sort of things you have. Thank you again for joining today's episode. We hope to see you again next time.